worldwide. Word. Come on, y'all. Let's rock up. Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Ms. J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Ms. J. Ms. J. Ms. J. In the morning. Ms. J. Ms. J.
Tuning into MIZZJA, Mr. DJ. I need this one turned to the max. No TJ, whether you at the crib or listening on the e-way, the message is such a gift, make you forget it ain't your B-day. Spread love, you ain't gotta wait till it's V-day. Life throws curveballs, but I promise we gon' be straight. Long as we got Miss J in the morning, bet we stay sharper than a switchblade in the morning on point. Turn this up, this my joint. From Alpharetta all the way down to East Point, past Georgia, down to Florida, nationwide, worldwide. Stop playing, act like you know this girl fine. Long as the world's spinning, we gon' get her world vibes. Making love to your mind, this is really neuroscience. So stay tuned and make room in the morning. Uplifting like we in the wake room in the morning. Miss J,
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J.
starting the show off right with my favorite Stevie Wonder song, Jammin'. Welcome, it's Miss J in the morning. I am your host, Miss J, and you have tuned yourself into, yes, the best, one of the best. It is. Go ahead and agree. The best morning show worldwide. If you missed yesterday's announcement, I want y'all to go back. I don't care what platform you use to listen to. Okay. You can listen on Blog Talk. You can listen on iHeartRadio. You can listen on the TuneIn app. You can listen on Spotify. You can listen on iTunes Music, Amazon Music. You know, I repeat that every single show. But I want you guys to go back and listen to the announcement yesterday, the discovery of how many countries globally Ms. J in the morning right here on Pumps Radio is airing. I was excited about 17, y'all. We've hit over 50 countries worldwide. If that doesn't get you up and get you going, it has got me going. It's going to keep me going. I am so thankful for all y'all. I am so thankful for those of you who have been rocking with me for 12 seasons. It's season 12 in 2023. And those of you who are new, welcome to you. Welcome to you. Today is just like any other day. Yes, it is. It is. I know we like to say it's unlike any other. No, it's just like every other day. Another opportunity to get up and go after your dream. Another opportunity to start your day the right way right here, Ms. J in the morning, where we OD on positivity. It is Throwback Thursday. So today I am playing all of my favorite throwback songs. It might be some songs you're a little too young to know about, so these are going to be new songs for you. Or there might be some songs that your mom, your grandma, your aunties, your uncles, and everybody else play. But no matter what, we're going to jam today. So starting off with Stevie Wonder jamming, we have the wake up call coming up. I want you to make sure to answer, but we're going to get right back into some music. It's Miss J in the morning. Let everybody know that you're tuned in. Share right now. Right now, right now, right now. I'll be right back after this.
I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force, it's got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like
just rising. it's your boy O'Mobs, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning, and it's oh so priceless.
Troublemaker. As my job is to critique the world, the shoddy systems, and the people who refuse to do better. As a writer, as a speaker, as a shady Nigerian, I feel like my purpose is to be this cat. I am the person who's looking at other people like, I need you to fix it. That is me. I want us to leave this world better than we found it. And how I choose to affect change is by speaking up, by being the first, and by being the domino. For a line of dominoes to fall, one has to fall first, which then leaves the other choiceless to do the same. And that domino that falls, we're hoping that, okay, the next person that sees this is inspired to be a domino. Being the domino for me looks like speaking up and doing the things that are really difficult, especially when they're needed, with the hope that others will follow suit. And here's the thing. I'm the person who says what you might be thinking, but dared not to say. And a lot of times people think that we're fearless, the people who do this, we're fearless. We're not fearless. We're not unafraid of the consequences or the sacrifices that we have to make by speaking truth to power. What happens is we feel like we have to, because there are too few people in the world willing to be the domino, too few people willing to take that fall. We're not doing it without fear. Now let's talk about fear. I knew exactly what I wanted to be when I grew up. I was like, I'm gonna be a doctor. Dr. Lovey was the dream. I was Doc McStuffins before it was a thing. And I remember when I went to college, my freshman year, I had to take chemistry 101 for my pre-med major. I got the first and last D of my academic career. So I went to my advisor and I was like, okay, let's drop the pre-med because this doctor thing is not gonna work because I don't even like hospitals. So let's just consider that done for. And that same semester, I started blogging. That was 2003. So as that one dream was ending, another was beginning. And then what was a cute hobby became my full-time job when I lost my marketing job in 2010. But it still took me 2 more years to say, I'm a writer. 9 years after I started writing, before I said, I'm a writer, because I was afraid of what happens without 401ks, without, how am I gonna keep up my shoe habit? That's important to me. So it took me that long to own this thing. That was what my purpose was. And then I realized fear has a very concrete power of keeping us from doing and saying the things that are our purpose. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let fear rule my life. I'm not going to let fear dictate what I do. And then all these awesome things started happening and dominoes started to fall. So when I realized that, I was like, okay, 2015, I turned 30. It's going to be my year of do it anyway. Anything that scares me, I'm going to actively pursue it. So I'm a Capricorn. I like my feet solidly on the ground. I decided to take my first ever solo vacation. And it was out of the country to the Dominican Republic. So on my birthday, what did I do? I went ziplining through the forest of Punta Cana. And for some odd reason, I had on business casual. Don't ask why. And I had an incredible time. Also, I don't like being submerged in water. I like to be, again, on solid ground. So I went to Mexico and swam with dolphins underwater. And then the cool thing that I did also that year that was my mountain was I wrote my book, I'm Judging You, the Do Better Manual. And I had to own that whole writing thing now, right? Yes. But the very anti-me thing that I did that year that scared the crap out of me, I went skydiving. We were about to fall out the plane. I was like, I've done some stupid things in life. This is one of them. And then we come falling down to earth and I literally lose my breath as I see earth. And I was like, I just fell out of a perfectly good plane on purpose. What is wrong with me? But then I looked down at the beauty and I was like, this is the best thing I could have done. This is an amazing decision. And I think about the times when I have to speak truth. It feels like I am falling out that plane. It feels like that moment when I'm at the edge of the plane and I'm like, you shouldn't do this. But then I do it anyway because I realize I have to. Sitting at the edge of that plane and kind of staying on that plane is comfort to me. And I feel like every day that I'm speaking truth against institutions and people who are bigger than me and just forces that are more powerful than me, I feel like I'm falling out of that plane. But I realize comfort is overrated because being quiet is comfortable. Keeping things the way they've been is comfortable. And all comfort has done is maintain the status quo. So we've got to get comfortable with being uncomfortable by speaking these hard truths when they're necessary.
Oh yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
And for me, though, I realized that I have to speak these truths because honesty is so important to me. My integrity is something I hold dear. Justice, I don't think justice should be an option. We should always have justice. Also, I believe in shea butter as a core value. And I think the world would be better if we were all more moisturized. But besides that, with these as my core values, I have to speak the truth. I have no other choice in the matter. But then people like me, the professional troublemakers, should not be the only ones who are committed to being these dominoes who are always falling out the planes or being the first one to take this hit. People are so afraid of these acute consequences, not realizing that there are many times when we walk in rooms and we are some of the most powerful people in those rooms. We might be the second most powerful, third most powerful. And I firmly believe that our job in those times is to disrupt what is happening. And then if we're not the most powerful, if two more of us band together, it makes us powerful. It's like co-signing the woman in the meeting, you know, the woman who can't seem to get her word out, or just making sure that other person who can't make a point is being heard. Our job is to make sure they have room for that. Everyone's well-being is community business. If we made that a point, we'd understand that for the times when we need help, we wouldn't have to look around so hard if we made sure we were somebody else's help. And there are times when I feel like I have taken very public tumbles and falls. Like a time when I was asked to speak at a conference and they wanted me to pay my way there. And then I did some research and found out the white man who spoke there got compensated and got their travel paid for. The white women who spoke there got their travel paid for. The black women who spoke there were expected to actually pay to speak there. And I was like, what do I do? And I knew that if I spoke up about this publicly, I could face financial loss. But then I also understood that my silence serves no one. So I fearfully spoke up about it publicly, and other women started coming out to talk about, I too have faced this type of pay inequality. And it started a conversation about discriminatory pay practices that this conference was participating in. I felt like I was the domino the time I read a disturbing memoir by a public figure and wrote a piece about it. And I knew this person was more powerful than me and could impact my career. But I was like, I gotta do this. I gotta sit at the edge of this plane, maybe for 2 hours. And I did. And I pressed publish and I ran away. And I came back to a viral post and people being like, oh my God, I'm so glad somebody finally said this. And it started a conversation about mental health and self-care. And I was like, okay, all right, this thing that I'm doing, I guess, all right, it's doing something. And then so many people have been the domino when they talk about how they've been assaulted by powerful men. And it's made millions of women join in and say, me too. So shout out to Tarana Burke for igniting that movement. People and systems count on our silence to keep us exactly where we are. Now, being the domino sometimes comes down to being exactly who you are. So I've been a shady somebody since I was 3. This is me on my 3rd birthday. But I've been this girl all my life. And I feel like even that's been the domino, because in a world that wants us to walk around as representatives of ourselves, being yourself can be a revolutionary act. And in a world that wants us to whisper, I choose to yell. When it's time to say these hard things, I ask myself 3 things. 1, did you mean it? 2, can you defend it? 3, did you say it with love? If the answer is yes to all 3, I say it and let the chips fall. That's important. That checkpoint with myself always tells me, yes, you're supposed to do this. Telling the truth, telling a thoughtful truth, should not be a revolutionary act. Speaking truths of power should not be sacrificial, but they are. But I think if more of us chose to do this for the greater good, we'd be in better spaces than we are right now. Speaking of the greater good, I think we commit ourselves to telling truths to build bridges to common ground. And bridges that aren't based on truth will collapse. So it is our job, it is our obligation, it is our duty to speak truths of power, to be the domino. Not just when it's difficult, especially when it's difficult. Thank you. Thank you.
Take it over the radio frequency. It's Miss J in the morning.
Grand Rising, good morning, great day to you. It's your girl, Miss J, and this is Miss J in the morning. We just finished our wake-up call featuring the Lovie Jones. Lovie is a three-time New York Times best-selling author, speaker, and entrepreneur who thrives at the intersection of culture, business, and leadership. You may know her from her critically acclaimed books, Professional Troublemaker, The Fear and Fighter Manual, or Rising Troublemaker, A Fear Fighter Manual for Teens, and I'm Judging You, The Do Better Manual. They were all instant bestsellers and establish her as a literary force with a powerful pen. If you want to know more about Lovie Jones, log on to lovie.org. That's L-U-V-V-I-E, an amazing woman that we are celebrating during this month. What month is this? This is International Women's History Month, or Her Story Month. So all month long, every wake up call is going to feature some amazing, powerful, driven women. Some you may know, some you may not know, but make sure to connect with all of those women. Shout out to all of the women around the world. We got Throwback Thursday today. So we play some Whitney Houston. We play some Michael Jackson. We play some Luther Vandross. We're playing all of my favorite throwbacks, but making sure that you stay focused on getting yourself prepared for the day. Lovie's wake-up call is getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. And when I tell you, that hits me right on the head, right in the nose, right in the behind, gives me a swift, quick kick. And I know, like I say all the time, if it's something that I'm experiencing, I'm going to share it with y'all because we're family here. We are fam. We are family. I got all my listeners with me. I want to make sure that you are staying focused on your goals. I want to make sure that every time you log into Miss J in the morning, you are walking away, you are waking up, you are getting started, not only motivated, but inspired and empowered with something that's going to get you through this day. Life is going to give you all the things that it needs to give you. Life is going to give you all the things that you may not want it to give. But just like Lovie says, you're going to have to show up. You're going to have to deal with those hard truths. And I want you to be comfortable with reaching out and accepting the help you deserve, accepting the love that you deserve. And that might make you uncomfortable. So I'm going to throw in some more music just to ease it up a bit. And I have a few more things that I want to talk about. So it's Miss J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who's listening. Whether you're listening first thing in the morning or you miss the morning and you're listening in the afternoon, or like I like to say, you might be listening to Miss J in the midnight hour. It doesn't matter. This still applies to you. So we're going to get right back into this Throwback Thursday. I want you to let everybody know that you're listening. If you want to tag me on social media, make sure to tag BEmpressive, BEEMPRESSIV. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And I'm on TikTok. And it don't stop. Make sure to tag me and let everybody know you're listening. We're getting back into some music, and I'll be right back. Y'all know I will, right after this.
Chasing the clouds away. guys, honey.
Wind and Fire, September. It is not September. I know that. I know it's not September, but the song still gets you up and still gets you going to this day. It's Throwback Thursday right here on Miss J in the Morning. Mellowed it out a little bit with Vintage Chill Vibes featuring Anna Shokina. Those chill vibes will get you relaxed, get you down. After you get up, get dancing, we done played all of these hits. For Throwback Thursday, you're revved up, you're ready to conquer today. I want you to remember to breathe. Take a deep breath. Like, let's take a moment right now just to take a deep breath in and release. Release the anxiety of what you are expecting to happen today and focus on just being open to receive all the goodness that is coming your way. Make sure that you remember that you are worth all of the things that you desire. You are preparing and being prepared to manifest the life that not only you desire, but the life you deserve. There are things in life happening for you that may not feel good, but I want you to know that you are worthy of the healing. You are worthy of what it takes. Everything it takes: hard work, easy work, a great community, love, support, laughter, fun times, even the hard times, all of the things that are making you stronger, all of the things that are teaching you the lessons in order not only to endure, but to secure and sustain your destiny. I am here every Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., no matter where you are in the world, dedicated to remind you of how amazing you truly are. The mission of Ms. J in the Morning is to get you to OD on positivity. If you are looking to be reminded of all the harsh things that are going on in the world, go over there and watch the news. There is enough news entertainment out there to remind you of how crazy this world is. If you want to listen to some drama, go on over there to the gossip blogs. There's enough going on. If you want crime, if you want sadness, if you want sickness, there is enough out there. But my mission is to be a conduit of healing, a conduit of positive and radical change in life. So when you log on to Ms. J in the Morning, Ms. J in the Morning, when you log in Ms. J in the afternoon, when you log in Ms. J in the midnight hour, what I am prepared to do, what I am purposed to do, what I am perpetuating is positivity in your life. I am a reflection of all possibilities. I am a reflection of hope. I am a reflection of healing. I am a reflection of all of the greatness in your life that you are living, all of the greatness in your life that you are preparing for, all of the possibilities that may seem so far away, but all you need is to come up and take a breath. Come up and take a break. Come up and just dance a little bit. Starting your day off the right way. Make sure to log on to my website, thedreamdoula.co. Follow me on social media. Make sure to follow the station Pumps Radio on all digital podcast platforms. This is the only radio station ran by women for women for the sake of purpose, uplifting, mentoring, positivity, and sisterhood. Fellas, you know you are welcome here. It's love all around, but the focus is to make sure these divine feminine women are in place so you can stay in your divine masculine energy. I am the host of one of the greatest morning shows in the world, Ms. J in the Morning, celebrating season 12 and beyond. We're at the end of the show, but don't worry. I want to make sure that you hear me and hear me now. If no one has told you lately, I want to tell you that I love you. If you have yet to hear, I want to take this moment and tell you I am proud of you. Don't you start thinking about all those mistakes that you made. Don't think about yesterday. Don't think about last night. I'm talking about this moment right now. You are dedicating yourself to staying plugged in, tuned in, tapped in, tuned up, turned on to all of the possibilities. As Abraham Hicks says, you are remaining in receptive mode. You are remaining in the vortex. You are positioning yourself in a space, in a frequency, in an atmosphere that is nurturing all the things you need to keep going. And anytime that you need me, anytime that you need me, you can listen 24/7. Go back to all of the old seasons. Go back to all of the archive shows. It's Throwback Thursday. So let's throw back all of the negativity. Let's throw back all of the insecurities. Let's throw back all of the regrets. Let's throw back all of those toxic habits. Let's throw back all of those toxic relationships, and let's pick up all of the things we need to succeed. You got this. Your life truly matters. You are worthy, and I am oh so proud of you. Today is going to be a lovely day. So I'm leaving you today with Bill Withers. It's a lovely day, and I can't wait to talk to you in the morning.
light hurts my eyes. And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gone.
Sharper than a switchblade in the morning, on point. Turn this up, this my joint. From Alpharetta all the way down to East Point, past Georgia, down to Florida, nationwide, worldwide. Stop playing, act like you know this girl fine. Long as the world's spinning, we gon' get her world vibes. Making love to your mind, this is really neuroscience. So stay tuned and make room in the morning. Uplifting like we in the wake room in the morning, Miss J.
Miss J, Miss J, in the morning.
Miss J.